USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices keep going up. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is up another penny from Monday to $3.37 a gallon. That's the highest it's been in nearly 2 months. The lowest statewide average is in Mississippi at $3.02 a gallon. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is set to speak on the phone with his Russian counterpart today about the tensions over Ukraine. Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are expected to discuss the buildup of tens of thousands of Russian troops on the Ukraine border and concerns over an invasion. Legendary quarterback Tom Brady is officially announcing his retirement from football. Brady posting on his Instagram, he's not going to make that competitive commitment anymore. The seven-time Super Bowl champion set to turn 45 just before next season begins. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Parts of the United States are bracing for a winter storm. The Weather Prediction Center saying the storm will start tonight and go through Thursday morning. The Southern Rockies, Central Plains, and Midwest could get between 6 and 12 inches of snow. More than a quarter inch of ice is possible from Texas to the Ohio Valley. Winter storm warnings are in place for the Great Lakes region of Ohio and Michigan, all the way to parts of Texas and Colorado. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott reminding everyone in his state,
as precipitation falls on these roadways, in addition to black ice, which is hard to see and even more difficult to navigate, there will be other road conditions that could put your life in danger if you use those roadways. So we urge our fellow Texans to proceed with great caution as you choose to travel about your region.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Following the lead of their Canadian freedom-loving colleagues, American truckers are planning to form a nationwide chain of semi-trucks and other vehicles to protest COVID-19 authoritarian policies. The news comes as the reportedly 50,000-strong group of Canadian long-haul drivers dubbed the Freedom Convoy made its way across the country to Ottawa this past weekend to protest against the vaccine mandate. Brian Braze is the group's co-organizer and a trucker himself.
We expect it to grow exponentially over the next several days, next couple weeks here. We do have a start date, but we're hoping to start sooner. At this point, we're looking at launching California to D.C. beginning March 1st, but we are hoping that we can go sooner. At this point, it's a very fluid situation, and we have a lot of groups coming together. I've been fielding phone calls for the last 2 days, along with some of the other co-organizers here at Convoy on D.C. 2022 is what it's called, and we've got a lot of work ahead of us, and we need a lot of reinforcements, but it's coming together. It's coming together very quickly. A lot of public support on the American side.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The Washington football team is set to unveil a new team name and logo tomorrow. The NFL franchise made the announcement last week in a letter written by the team's president. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.